Welcome to another edition of the award-winning podcast, The Square and the Round. I'm Chris Kelly. I'm square. There's B.B. Shea. He's round.
What's up?
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
I was expecting you to...
No, I'm sorry. Yes. Yes, it's good to see you,
I was
dude.
Expecting you to speak.
Yes, I'm so proud of you today.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, very, very proud of
you.
Well,
it was like a marathon session,
They
wasn't
said
it?
That it would not be... I said it wouldn't be you, done. No I was the only one.
No one thought I could do it.
And you made it happen.
I told you 3 months ago, I will watch the 10 nominees for Best Picture for the Oscars, for the Academy Awards this year. What was it? Only 10 days ago, 11 days ago, I had watched 3 of the 10.
That's right.
So last weekend, I watched 4, and this weekend, this past weekend, I watched 3 more, finishing with a slog.
Yeah, you hit the marathon at the very end, yeah. You didn't make it easy on yourself.
Killers of the Flower Moon. I knew I needed a whole day for that one.
Yes.
So I just set aside Saturday to
That's
do
right.
that one. But I did watch them all. Now, this is our Oscar recap.
Yes, Oscar recap all day today.
You're into that. You're
yes.
into the Oscars.
Yes.
I used to. You know, when I was younger... I used to see all the nominees. Mm-hmm. I would do this every year. Of course, there were only 5.
Of course. Now there's 10.
Then again, we all had to go to the theater to see them.
Is that
too.
True?
I couldn't get them any other way.
Did you go to the theater to see any of these?
No. I
watched you saw all of them
every one
in
of
the
them.
Comforts of your home.
Now,
yeah.
I had to rent. Well, not even. I had to buy a few of them. They weren't even available to rent.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. But then, you know, I justified that. I think I told you probably last week that. Usually they were $15, and if my wife and I went to see a movie in the theater, it's going to be more than that.
Yeah.
You know, and now I have them. But the ones I bought, I don't think I would watch again, like Zone of Interest, you know,
yeah.
which is such
yeah.
a...
But even, different... like, the theater experience doesn't, like, intrigue you anymore.
I like
Are you kind of over
like
it?
I do
but
like it.
But it's just
it.
Way too expensive.
It's not even the expense. It's the it's so easy right there in your
yeah,
house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, for me to watch all these movies, I could just go one to the next.
Yeah.
You know, like, I watched 4 in 2 days. And it was so easy to just click them and watch them rather than get up, go, look at the showtime.
But I still enjoy that. I still
I do too.
Getting up, going.
Well, I like the theater experience. I do. But, you know, they're making the theater experience. They try to make it as comfortable as possible with the chairs and everything. It's, I mean, do you think in 20 years we're going to have theaters or it's just going to be all
Bieber? God, I hope so, man. I really do. But you're probably, no, I mean, that's
you
hard
know,
to tell.
If I were in charge, which I'm not, I would make it so... that you couldn't stream. I mean, a movie had to go to theaters first, the way it used to be.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be it has to go to theaters. I think any movie who is going to be up for any award needs to be in theaters for, you know,
well,
3 months.
Well, is that still not a requirement for the Oscar nomination
I think it is, but I think it only has to go to, like, theaters in Los Angeles and New York
for
a week.
It has to, like, appear in a theater for at least 2 weeks, I believe. That's the rule. Yeah.
I think it should have to be in a theater in, like, a third of the theaters in the country or more for 3 months or for a month. That way, it's done like it used to be done. You know, it used to be you could go, you had to go see it in the theater, or you waited months and months until it was. I mean, there were E.T. was in my theater. We had a twin theater. It was there for over a year. You know, you
really?
Go, yes, because well, at that time, it was, you know, there was video cassette, but then it finally comes out on video.
But then again, there was still an experience to be had with seeing it in the theater. I don't think people care about that anymore.
Probably not.
Like, there's no movies that like unless it's. Yeah, I think the Marvel movies were the last ones where people were like, I have to go see this in the theater.
Well, I don't know. I heard Oppenheimer you need to see in the theater, you know, which
I did.
Didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't. But you know, when I was young, it was you had to go to the theater to see it at all. I mean,
true.
I remember the days before there were VHS and you'd see, you know, whatever, Star Wars in the theater. And then a year and a half later, it comes on CBS or ABC. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't. That's all you had. But anyway, I do like the theater experience. I do think it's going away.
Because I saw 6 of these in the theaters.
You did.
The other 4 just,
but, yeah. But, you know, one part of that is, like, I have a, you know, pretty nice television with surround sound. So, it's
at
not
that
the,
point, what's, you know, right. If you don't have to, I get it, yeah.
But of all these, I mean, Oppenheimer, yes, and probably Barbie, maybe, is better. Than, but the rest of them, you know.
Yeah, there's really no, there's grandiosity to Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Killers of the Flower Moon maybe would have been.
Maybe,
but you're right. The other ones are, there's nothing huge about them.
Oh, I agree. I mean, the rest of them, like, look, Zone of Interest, Poor Things, Maestro a little maybe, but Anatomy of a Fall, American Fiction, they're all just little movies.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah.
And it's unfortunate. The Oscars this year to me, more than any other time, and of course you always know this, I think it was Oppenheimer's to lose. It won everything. Mm-hmm. You know, it won almost everything. And, you know, I knew that going in. I wish I didn't. There are better movies than Oppenheimer.
Absolutely.
There just are.
Like on my list, it's not even top 3. for me.
Me neither.
Yeah, and I think there are a lot better movies. But you're right. There's ones going into it where these are the front runners. Mm-hmm. If they win, that's cool. If they don't win, I'd be surprised.
But I don't think there should be front runners. We shouldn't know, oh, Oppenheimer's going to sweep everything. I knew going in Oppenheimer's going to win Best Picture. You know, it was an obvious a given to me. I wish every year they would keep it really quiet. I wish there were no other really award shows.
That would
be something. And I wish the people that voted on it really saw them, because mm-hmm. most times they don't.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's a publicity push, and Oppenheimer has the most money, so they push for it.
Yeah, but I don't necessarily think that's always been the case with the Oscars. I think the Oscars historically haven't been about huge blockbuster movies. I mean, there have been ones that have won, Titanic, mm-hmm. the Lord of the Rings movie, but
that's true.
I mean, throughout the rest of history, it's been kind of independent movies that have won. And that's why I love the Oscars, is because it shines a light on those movies.
Well, I agree with that too, but I also think that going in every year, I usually hear, well, it's this movie. Even if it's a little movie, they'll say, well, this is going to win it. I wish I had no idea going in. And this year to me, I think now they're going more toward the blockbuster because they want more viewers.
You know?
Barbie and Oppenheimer this year, they nominate them because that's why they nominate 10.
True.
Because, used to just be five, which you really only need five.
I mean, honest to God, there are five movies here that probably shouldn't have been nominated.
Well, probably. I'll tell you this, though. I'm going to go through a list. Mm-hmm. Can I just do this? I'll go through my list of the movies.
Yeah.
I'll just go 1 to 10.
Sure.
And you can tell me where you put it on yours and then comment on it. I really like this.
That's cool.
Like
let's do it. Let's do that.
But
I'll
say this. I would give a thumbs up to 8 of the 10.
Okay.
And number 9... I hated it because I don't like that type of movie, but I see why it got all the accolades. So my favorite movie of the 10 was Anatomy of a Fall.
That was mine as well.
Now, it's not going to win because it's a French movie.
Yes.
It's most of the movies in French or half of it, but it's a fantastic murder
mystery. It is. It's one of those ones that keeps you guessing the entire time. The acting is wonderful.
Yes.
And I like the fact that I don't know why it was so interesting to me that half of it was in French and half of it was in English. Like the main character, she refused to speak English. She refused to speak Spanish in the
French,
movie, which was amazing. And she was nominated for Best Actress, which she could have won. Not surprised that she didn't.
Not surprised she didn't, but I thought she did a fantastic job.
Yeah. And
she's great.
It won Best Original Screenplay.
Good.
Yeah, which I think was great. Yeah.
It had, there's a kid in it who's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
The lead actress is incredible. There's a dog in it who nearly gave
dog
his
was
life.
Incredible.
The dog almost gave his
nominated.
Life for that thing.
Yeah.
And here's how great it is. It's about, did she murder a guy or did she not? I think she did. You think she did?
I don't think she did, yeah.
But I do, and there's one scene to me that gave it that I think, but I don't even think they... I don't think the writers even know. You know, I think
you're right. It's that ambiguous.
Yeah, but I loved it. I mean, if you want a great murder mystery, it's phenomenal. But you got to sit through French.
That's right.
You know, to do it.
But even so, it's still captivating.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
The twists and turns that it takes within the court is
incredible.
Yeah,
incredible courtroom drama.
The prosecutor was incredible.
He
surprised the
you
crap.
You despise him.
Me.
I mean, you're cheering for the woman. I was.
Yeah.
But at the end, I was like, I think she did it, and it. But I'm not positive. It's a great movie.
Yeah, very good.
It is really wonderful. That's Anatomy of a Fall. So that's both of our favorites.
Mm, yeah.
All right. My second favorite was American Fiction.
Okay.
What did you?
That was my third.
Okay.
That was three.
American Fiction is about a guy who is a writer who has written some really good stuff, but he's not. I mean, he sold some stuff, but he's not like a household name.
Exactly. Yeah.
And he's black, and I think we explained this last week. And there's a woman who's written a book called, like, Weeze Lives in the Ghetto.
Yes, that's exactly what it is, yeah.
And as a joke, he writes something like this with a bunch of, you know, like, shooting and drugs.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Very African-American-centric. Yeah,
and stereotype.
Very, very, like, catering to
that.
Yes,
yes. And all of a sudden, it becomes this bestseller. He didn't even want to release it. He's like, this is a joke. They release it. It becomes this bestseller, and it is a fantastic
And he continues
book.
To try to sabotage its success.
Yes.
And wildly to him, it becomes getting more and more popular.
Yes.
Like, he changed the name of the book right before it got published to just the F word.
Yeah.
And then the white publishers were like, that is so brave.
Yeah.
That is so amazing.
All it is
Let's
is the
do
F
it.
Word.
Yes. And
it's unreal.
Yeah, it was a bestseller.
And I love, it's so real. Like, he has a romantic relationship in the movie, and I thought it was going to be all tied up in a bow. It's not.
Yeah.
And it's great. I mean, the acting in that was spectacular. There's some things that happen you never see coming or expect, you know, with his family members. Mm-hmm. His brother, played by Sterling K. Brown, is, I thought, tremendous.
He got nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
See, I think he should have won.
Okay.
I think he's I don't know why, you're going to disagree wholeheartedly with this. I don't know why the winner of that, Robert Downey Jr., when I look back on Oppenheimer, I don't think he was above and beyond.
I disagree. I think he acted the best in the entire movie. I think he was the most memorable actor in the movie.
Boy, I don't. I hardly even think of him. And when I think of that movie, I think nothing but Cillian Murphy.
When I think of the black and white segments of the movie, he's all I think about.
Well, I don't. I just don't get him at all. I mean, I think he's fine. Yeah. If you said to me, did he do a good job? I'd say yes. I wouldn't have nominated him. I certainly would have put Sterling K. Brown above him. And in fact, today I read all the best. This is best supporting actor. Now, the nominees. I would have put him last. I just thought I think anybody could have played it.
I don't. I think that he brought life to that character. I think he was incredible, but that's Oppenheimer.
Well, we're not going
to
agree
on
that.
And American Fiction did win Best Adapted Screenplay. This is something that I did like about the award winners this year, is that there was a lot of love shown to a bunch of...
To the different
movies.
It
wasn't just like the same people winning over and over
again.
Well,
good. Yeah. So you have... Okay, I had American Fiction number two. I would bet you have your number two as my number three, which is The Holdover.
Correct, yes.
Yeah. Great movie. Uh-huh. Paul Giamatti.
Wonderful.
I know you wanted him to win.
I think he should have won, but I'm not mad that Cillian Murphy won. I get it.
Yeah, I get it too, but honestly, I would have been just fine with Giamatti winning. And the more I think about that movie, the more I like it.
Yeah.
I really like that movie.
Yeah, it's very, I don't know, something about American Fiction and The Holdovers aren't huge to me, and they just seem like very fun, normal movies.
Exactly.
That tell great stories.
They're great storytelling.
And I think that's what really stands out to me about them.
You know, to me, movies like Oppenheimer, which is over 3 hours, and certainly Killers of the Flower Moon, which is 3.5.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, just tell me the story. You
exactly.
know, it's like, do you have to be so over the top?
And it's funny.
Yeah,
and
right.
dramatic
yeah,
at the exact same time.
Yeah.
American Fiction's funny.
Yes.
It's lighthearted. It doesn't take itself too seriously.
Exactly. Same with The Holdovers.
Yeah.
It's like got funny moments. It's got really serious moments. Both are tremendous stories.
Yes.
I like both of them better than Oppenheimer.
And the lady who played Mary Lamb, Joy Randolph, she won Best Supporting Actress.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Which I think was fantastic.
Oh, I like that.
She was amazing.
She was great in that
movie.
I agree. Understated and outstanding.
Yes.
Now, okay, so my number three is The Holdovers. That was your number two. So the top three, we got the same thing.
Yeah.
Now I think we'll differ. Okay.
Probably so.
My fourth favorite is Past Lives.
Okay. Past Lives is my sixth.
Okay.
Yes.
I liked Past Lives a lot. Past Lives is in Korean.
Yes.
Nobody's going to see this movie.
No.
None. But I love the story.
It was a great story. It makes you want to look back on your life and go, was there an opportunity to fall in love that I didn't take advantage of?
Yeah, I felt so bad. The way it starts is there are three people sitting in a bar, and other people are going, I wonder what their story is. Two Koreans and an American.
Yeah.
And they're
like,
what's that story? And they kind of start, you ever do that?
Yes. Oh, yeah, 100%.
What's the connection between these three? And it turns out that the two Koreans were like clearly in love when they were 14. You know, they were smitten with each other when they were 14. And the girl moves to America. Her family moves to America for better opportunity.
Yeah.
And they reconnect like in their 20s, but just online, you know, right?
Yeah.
And I saw this one first. This is the first one I saw. This is a few months ago. So then the guy comes over for a visit, but they've both moved on. You know, she's married to this American.
They had regained touch for a few years and then lost touch again. And then he was like, I want to come and try this again.
I thought it was so well done. Well, he was married, though.
Yeah.
And I thought it was so well done because the overarching thing was just what if, you know, they should have been together.
Exactly.
And you see that, and you're like, golly, can't they get together? But the American that she married was a decent guy.
He was a great dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was funny to me because when he came back, you wanted that connection to rekindle, but there was always just a separation between them that you were like, oh, this is not going to work out.
Yes.
Which was very real to me.
Agreed.
Yeah, because you're like, look, we're at this age. I'm married. You're married. We've moved on. Like, this isn't going to happen.
Very understated.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. I mean, I don't think that works if it's like two Americans that drift apart, like one goes, maybe, I mean, maybe you could do it, but this one, I mean, they had to move because they were Korean and they wanted a better opportunity, but later you're just like, yeah, but you changed her whole life. I mean, her life should have been with that guy in Korea.
Yeah. That was one of the ones that I walked away like feeling something.
Me too.
Yeah, I was like, golly, what am I doing with
my life?
You know what I mean?
That's good. Yeah. That one, I mean, I felt a lot from all of the first four. That really left me feeling something.
No, you're right. I just think that Past Lives was fine to me. My first six are kind of like, they're all sort of interchangeable.
Me too.
My number four was Oppenheimer.
Yeah. Oppenheimer I like.
And I based that solely on a lot of the external fact, like the like the direction, mm-hmm. like the sound and all that stuff. I think it was a great movie.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful movie. Well acted all together. It was dramatic. And I think that's why it fell at four for me.
I find it to be overrated.
Okay.
Because I went into it thinking, first of all, I love historic stuff like mm-hmm. that. And I thought this is going to be unbelievable. First of all, I think it's too long. I mean, sure. those movies,
yeah.
God knows, if you're getting over 3 hours, it better be jam-packed.
Yes.
I will say this. When it started, I thought, well, this is moving pretty quickly because the dialogue is excellent.
Exactly, yes.
I really like the dialogue yeah. of it. But I think they could have told that story in 2.5 rather than 3 hours.
Yeah.
And sometimes I even found my mind just wandering in it. You know, the part of it I thought got thick with a lot of, like, jumbled, you know. And sometimes it was hard to keep up. You know?
You're it's right, like, because when they're talking about quantum physics and yeah. stuff like that, you're like, what is actually going yes. on here?
Now, Murphy was great.
He was great, yes.
I really liked him. You know, I do like it. I liked, I don't know, that story to me just doesn't, it doesn't do that much
really,
for me.
But I think it's a very interesting story. Yeah. I feel like it's important for the history of America
yes.
to tell that story, and the world,
yes.
actually.
Yes.
And I think that the character of Oppenheimer is a very interesting person.
Yeah.
And I think Cillian Murphy did it justice.
I do too.
And I think Christopher Nolan, I think, which he won Best Director for this, I think this was an opportunity for the Academy to kind of show him some flowers.
I do too.
Because he's kind of been understated. Not understated from the people, but understated from the film community.
And what else has he directed? Hasn't he been nominated for a bunch of stuff?
He did Interstellar.
Yeah, didn't see it.
He did Tenet.
Didn't
he
see
did
it.
All of the Christian Bale Batman movies.
Didn't like it.
He did Memento.
Loved it.
And Insomnia with Al Pacino and Robin Williams.
Liked it. Yeah.
And I'm sure I'm missing a few there. But those, like, the three Christian Bale Batman movies were really his big movies.
I didn't love those, but I'm not a Batman person.
I got you.
You know, I don't like those kinds of things.
Inception. That was his biggest movie.
Didn't see it.
Yeah.
See these.
Very, like, thinkers.
You
very,
like it?
I didn't. I think Inception is one of the most overrated movies
I've
of all time.
I've heard that from a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's like it's not
my
that
most
good.
Overrated movie of all time.
So is he an overrated director?
I think so.
Yeah.
Personally.
I was ready to say that, but I haven't seen enough to know.
I personally think so, but I think a lot of people who would disagree with that.
Well, I almost said he's overrated, but I've only seen a couple of his movies. Now, I did like Memento a lot.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
I enjoyed it. Yeah, it wasn't my favorite.
It's a little overrated.
It is. It is.
And now here, Inception is way overrated. Like
Interstellar.
You just said.
Did you ever see that?
No, is that
Interstellar
good?
I think that's my favorite movie of his.
Okay, better even than Oppenheimer.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to say he's overrated. Yeah. I hear that name all the time. Like, Nolan. Mm-hmm. I don't know about this.
He has a grandiosity about him that I think captivates people.
Okay.
And the fact that he makes people think in his movies,
yeah.
I think, is what captivates people.
Yeah, I suppose that's right.
But he's a brilliant filmmaker. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I just think his movies fall a little short for me.
I don't know
personally.
If I'm calling him brilliant. I don't know.
I know that's weird to say. It's kind of contradictory, mm-hmm. but
okay.
Yeah.
So that was your number four.
Oppenheimer was my number four. Yeah.
Okay, my number five, you're going to have way lower on your list. Now, Oppenheimer for me was six. I put Barbie at five, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I watched Barbie and Oppenheimer back to back like most people did in the theater. I saw it at home. And, well, you know, and this is such a, this is like a human thing. I went into Barbie thinking, I'm not going to like this.
Yeah,
this is going to stink.
Yeah.
It's going to be nothing but male bashing.
You're going to make me feel bad.
And then I loved it. You know, I loved Margot Robbie. I loved Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
He's great. A lot of people said he stole the show, but I think she held her own
right there
with him.
Okay.
I mean, I do. I thought she was great.
Yeah.
I like Weird Barbie, who is what? Kate McKinnon.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the whole story. I just thought it was excellent. And it's an hour and 45. I'm like, all right.
Very easy to get through.
Easy to watch. I'd watch, of all of these first five that we've mentioned, I'd watch that one again. I'd watch Anatomy of Falling. I never want to see Oppenheimer again. I've seen it. I enjoyed it.
I've been thinking about watching that again.
Barbie or Oppenheimer?
Oppenheimer. Yeah. Barbie for me was number eight.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it. I enjoyed it. I think it was fun for what it was. I don't think it needs to be on this list, personally. Mm-hmm.
Well, if there had been only five nominated, as there was for many years, it probably wouldn't have gotten nominated.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think so at all.
Right.
And it didn't win anything.
No, best song.
The other night. Yeah,
no,
yeah. But, matter. Yeah, what does that matter? So,
yeah,
I understand why you put it there.
I just thought it was fun.
Yeah.
You know, I really like it. Plus, of course, I'm sure it's the biggest moneymaker of all
that,
of these.
Yeah, definitely was.
All right, so that's my five. Then my six was Oppenheimer.
Okay.
All right, now then at seven, I have Killers of the Flower Moon.
Gotcha.
Where'd you put it?
Nine.
Way down that
far. I hated that movie.
Really?
That movie pissed me off.
Why did you hate that movie?
Because it was so long.
Too long.
It was way too long.
Too long.
It was And that ruined it.
And you don't have to. If they had told a nice. Now, this story, I just saw this the other day. Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah.
Robert De Niro's excellent. Well, he's good.
Yeah.
You know, Leo DiCaprio is really good, like always.
No.
You didn't think so?
No.
You didn't
think
so?
I think this is the first time Leonardo DiCaprio. No. This is the first time Leonardo DiCaprio's been in a movie that I was like, he should have passed on
anybody
that.
Could play.
And I get Martin Scorsese is who he is.
Yeah.
Well, bro, you're so old. Stop making 4-hour movies, man.
That is too
Please
long.
Chill with that.
That is too long.
Please chill. And Leonardo DiCaprio, like as somebody who came like top billing in a movie, he really just did not impress me at all.
He phoned it in.
He phoned it in. Not maybe it was just the character.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But he just did not do it for me. He was so boring to me.
The movie's boring.
It
I
is.
Mean it's not
so
it is I probably should. I'm going to switch in order almost. Killers of the Flower Moon is so long. If they could have told that story, the story is true.
Yes.
It's about white people marrying Indians in Oklahoma because they've struck oil.
Yes.
And basically, they killed the whole family to take the rights
that's right.
to the oil.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable. I mean, that's an incredible story.
It is.
But God almighty, tell it in 2 hours
exactly.
and 10 minutes.
I don't know why it needed to be 3 hours
it
long.
It did not have to be. There was so much to it. It's like they could have cut a ton out of that.
Yeah,
now, I think De Niro plays a nice understated role.
Yes,
there.
He does.
He's good.
De Niro did great.
I think you've got a point on DiCaprio where really another person could have played it.
Yeah, he really didn't impress me. The lady, Lily Gladstone.
Who's she? What is she?
She was the main.
Wife.
I can't remember her name.
Was she the wife of DiCaprio?
Yeah, she was the wife of DiCaprio. Molly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. I think she was incredible. I think she probably maybe should have won Best Actress. I think
really?
She, yes. I think she was probably the best part of the movie for me.
Yes.
Watching her. I think she was incredible.
Was she nominated for Best
she
Actress?
She was, yeah, yeah.
But didn't win.
Yeah.
Lost to
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone. Who's, I love her.
Golly.
I love Emma Stone.
Yes.
Okay, so you put that 9.
I put Killers of the Flower Moon 9. That
and
was
you hated
just,
it.
Hated it.
I'd be interested to think it's what number 10 is for you, because you put Barbie...
As eight.
At eight.
Yeah.
I thought Barbie would be 10. So wait a minute. I'm intrigued by that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, now my next one, which is number 8, is Maestro. That might be your number 10.
That's my number 10.
That's your number 10.
My number 10.
I'll tell you what,
I
went back and forth on Killers of the Flower Moon versus Maestro, mm-hmm. which would be higher on my list.
Yeah.
Because I thought, well, Killers of the Flower Moon, which you just said, was way too long. Mm-hmm. Story's pretty intriguing, but way too long.
Yeah.
Maestro, I went into that's the story of Leonard Bernstein, who was a composer who had affairs with both men and women.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's I knew absolutely nothing about him and
Same.
Didn't care anything about
yes,
him.
Yes, 100%.
But when I saw it, I was like, all right, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
That's why I gave it a little. I found myself being kind of drawn into the story. His wife dies of cancer, mm-hmm. and I thought that was a very good part of the movie. And there's one scene in it. Let me see if you can remember it. His daughter comes home from college or some school, and the rumor is he's sleeping with a bunch of men.
Yes.
Well, the wife knows it. They basically have a deal, and it's a true story. And the wife just like, okay, go have your gay affairs, whatever. So he comes home from wherever he is. He actually brings one of his gay lovers with him,
who's
supposed to be like working on music with him. And the wife says, you know, your daughter's home from school. She's hearing all these rumors. You know, they have a terrible fight. And he says, well, I'm going to go talk to her. So he goes to talk to her. And she goes, I'm hearing these rumors. Or he says, you're hearing rumors. She goes, I don't want to talk about this. He's like, you're hearing rumors. And she goes, so they're not true. And he goes, of course they're not true. And then they look at each other for like a minute of silence.
Yeah.
And right there, I think we know, okay, she knows it's
she
true.
Knows, yeah.
And he's sort of protecting her, and that's it.
Exactly.
And don't ever talk about it again. I thought that was a really good scene.
Yeah, you're
I
right. And I like Bradley Cooper.
I do too.
I really do. I think this is a story that did not need to be told.
Oh, really?
I think of all the people
this
that you would make a biopic on, like why Leonard Bernstein. I understand.
Well, wait a minute. He did kind of have a secret life, and
sure.
I don't care about him at all.
Yeah,
but
that's my thing. I'm like, I really feel like if you were to put that much passion into somebody, maybe make it about somebody who's, I don't know. That's just me, though. I just don't care about him.
So Bradley Cooper did that, right?
He did.
That
was wrote his it, thing. Directed it, produced it, acted.
He's getting into that, isn't he?
Yeah. He's into it, man. And he's begging for an Oscar.
Well, yeah.
And this was not the year for him to do it.
No, because he's going up against all these other...
Because I think he took a shot at Cillian Murphy.
Did he?
I can't. I don't know the exact...
In what way?
I can't remember the exactness of it, but somebody told me, we're like, was in an interview with somebody and like made a slight shot at Cillian Murphy about acting, but he's like a...
Yeah,
like try hard. This guy Bradley Cooper is.
Well, I don't know.
And it's very impressive to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
I thought
he's
he
like
was
just begging for some
recognition.
I thought
he did really well. I was really impressed with his performance.
And though I just find it hard to believe that somebody acted like that in real life.
Oh, really?
Because he was just very, you know, over the top, you know.
Yeah, darling. This,
I had an
darling,
affair with you, your mom and your dad.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like, come on, bro.
A lot of smoking. I mean, he did a ton of smoking in that movie, which I've always wondered, you're like, if he's not a real smoker, my God. I guess it's clove cigarettes, but no matter, you're sucking something in your lungs.
No, what's funny is I was reading this fact about the holdovers.
Yes.
So the lady who worked in the kitchen, the
she
one
smoked.
Who, yes, right. She found real cigarettes that she knew she would dislike and not be able to continue smoking.
Really?
So she decided to smoke American Spirits for real.
Yeah.
Because she knew that once it was over, she wouldn't want to keep smoking.
A friend of mine smokes American Spirits. Yeah. And I've heard they're awful.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Discount brand cigarettes.
Yeah, she smoked American Spirits because she know once this is over, I won't want to smoke them anymore.
I think Bradley Cooper will wind up getting an Oscar in the next 10 to 15 years as like a make good. Don't you think?
Probably so.
What was he? He should have won for American Sniper?
Maybe, yeah.
I thought that was overrated.
I didn't
love it.
I liked it when it came out. I've never wanted to watch it again.
Me neither. I never loved it.
Let me tell you this prediction I made about Robert Downey Jr., which I've told people before, but nobody remembers. He was Iron Man.
Yeah.
And the last Avengers movie he was in, I said that if he dies in the movie, if his character dies in the movie, he will win an Oscar in the next 5 years.
Okay.
Did it.
Oh, he did it.
Called
that's
right. That.
Yes. And that's his first one.
Because that was his first one, yes.
Yeah.
But I was like, once he takes the opportunity to go away from Marvel movies and start doing actual movies again, I feel like he'll get some love.
Well, he's a good actor.
He's
been a good actor for a long time. Yeah. Had the issues with the drugs and stuff.
Of course.
Now, my last two are going to be much higher on your list, obviously. So let's get into it. At 9, I put Poor Things.
Okay.
Where'd you put it?
I put that at 5.
Okay.
That was my 5.
Why do you like that so much?
I liked it because, first of all, it's completely original.
Very unique.
I loved it. I agree with the set design. I loved the way it was shot.
Yes.
I think that Mark Ruffalo was incredible.
Agreed. I think he could have won Best Supporting Actor.
He could have, yes. I think all of the acting was wonderful.
See, I would have put him above Robert Downey Jr.
Okay. I could see that. Yeah. I could see that. I think Emma Stone was great. I think the entire movie was just... It wasn't my favorite, but I was captivated the whole time.
Yeah, you know, I was captivated by it. I agree with what you're saying. It's the cinematography is incredible.
Beautiful.
Ruffalo's amazing.
Yes.
Willem Dafoe's great.
Yes.
Emma Stone, I have no problem with her winning Best Picture. The subject matter, I hated it. I hated everything about it. That whole thing about putting brains in it's so stupid to me. The fact that there's like a half chicken, half pig. So stupid. I mean, I just looked at it as like, I would never, ever... watch that. If it weren't for this challenge, I was trying to watch all 10 movies. Halfway through, I was like, this is awful. Her having sex with everybody.
I was like, I did not expect to see Emma Stone naked that much.
And I mean everything.
She was naked. And like, it wasn't even just I'm naked. Like, there was hardcore sex going on.
Like, awful sex.
Yes.
And
with random people.
Yes.
Like,
and she is... a really well-known, well-accomplished actress. I can't believe she did that.
I'm glad. That's why I'm glad she won the Oscar.
Me too. I was like, give it to her.
I was like, she totally deserved that.
It's very rare I say this about movies, but like, I thought it was brilliantly shot, brilliantly acted.
Yeah.
It was totally original, which I love, but I hated it.
Yeah.
I mean, hate the movie. You know, I hate that whole thing. I tell you what really knocked it down a few pegs for me. At the end, they put... the brain of a goat in a guy. And
yeah.
I was like, come on.
That was kind of, they kind of got a little.
I hated that.
But no, I thought it was hilarious. I thought some of the funniest dialogue
some of it was
I've heard
funny.
In a long time.
Well, Ruffalo.
Yeah. And he was just, what a
great
scumbag, dude.
Great. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Really
he was
played
incredible.
That well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting. I don't want to even be critical of the movie. It's just not for me.
I got you.
I just don't like
it. And I
can
totally see you're just not into that style
of
thing.
Not at all. But
you're 100% right. Like, beautiful movie, beautifully acted.
Yeah.
But I could see where somebody would just content
just like,
would make them fall
I hate
flat
that
a
crap.
Bit. Yeah.
You know, it's like when people you say how bad Brokeback Mountain was because they're just not into that. You know, they're not going to watch that.
Exactly.
And my least favorite, but yours is going to be much higher, is Zone of Interest.
I put that at 7 for me.
Yeah, okay. I could almost give it that. I told you the problem. My problem with Zone of Interest, which is about these folks that are Nazi soldiers and like a leader in the Nazi movement. Yeah. They have a beautiful little family on a beautiful little house and yard and water right next to a concentration camp.
Yeah.
So basically nothing happens. And in the background, you hear screams and gunshots and dogs barking and that kind of stuff.
And I think what was interesting about this movie is that they made the concept. They wanted it to carry the weight of the movie.
Yes.
Like this is a thing, and we just want it to be what people remember for the Out of Time movie, which is cool, but something's got to happen. Something's got to, like, go on. Yeah. And there was really no continuity.
Nothing.
I really didn't know what was going on the entire time.
That's why I couldn't. I was like, I can't.
Like, this dude, like, moved, but he was having an affair, but, like, they really didn't talk about it.
I know. And, but, what was with the woman? At one point, it looked like a cartoon or something.
Yeah, it was, like, shot in negative.
Why?
But she was...
stealing food, or
no? She was hiding food for the
people,
slaves.
The people in the concentration camp. But they really didn't make that very clear.
No, they didn't.
When I can't understand it, I mean, it's artsy and everything, but I was just like, I hate this.
But at the same time, there was a scene where he was leaving his office, and then he looks to the left, and then it cuts to modern day of people.
Yes.
Cleaning the museum of Auschwitz, and I was like, there are people who do that every day.
Oh, yeah.
They wash the windows that hold all of the shoes.
Have you been to the concentration camp museum?
No.
Oh,
I don't think I could do that.
It's in Washington, D.C. It's the most powerful one you can go to.
I don't think
it's incredible.
I can do that. No.
I've been there once, and I mean, you need a whole day to even go. It's unbelievable.
But even though, you know, you sit there and you're like, oh, this actually probably happened.
Right, yeah.
Like, there are people who probably live right next to the biggest atrocity in modern history.
They just live right next to it.
And there's just this family living.
So it's an incredible commentary.
Yes.
I'll say, you know, that's a brilliant idea.
Uh-huh.
But
just didn't follow through.
I hated it because nothing happened. Yeah. I guess... yes, it's making, if it were a 15-minute movie, yes, but it's an hour and 45-minute movie, and it's just like, I can't sit through it. You know, that's why I gave it the last.
Yeah.
The only ones that I wouldn't see, and again, are Poor Things and Zone of Interest.
Okay.
I mean, I would never watch Killers of the Flower Moon again because it's so long.
Yeah.
The only ones I give thumbs down to are Poor Things and Zone of Interest, just basically because I don't like those types of movies.
I could watch Poor Things again. And
I could never watch Poor Things again.
The Holdovers I've seen again. American Fiction I would definitely watch again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I wouldn't watch Oppenheimer again because of the length of it. I just feel like, okay, now I've done it. Yeah. I've seen it. That's it.
Yeah.
The rest of them I'd watch over again.
Yeah.
I mean, I really like... Past Lives. I really like Holdovers, American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall. I thought that was a good year.
Yeah,
you know?
Not a bad year.
It. Yeah. Are we going to do it again next year? My wife says no. She's not doing
it
with
me. Is she tired of watching all these
movies?
Well,
she was watching Poor Things, and then when we watched Killers of the Flower Moon, she's like, why am I doing this to myself? You know, she didn't like Killers of the Flower Moon either. I mean, good, but long.
Yeah, just, I mean, maybe if the movies are shorter next year, maybe I would.
Or if they just nominate like 6.
Yeah,
but that would be really nice.
I have a feeling they're going to do more, though.
Oh, I do too.
Probably one more.
Have they capped it at 10? They have capped
it. Maybe so.
Oh, you have it.
Don't need to give this
to you. My $5 bill.
Yeah.
Because I bet on Cillian Murphy. And you bet on
Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti.
Just wanted to make that right. Yeah.
He should get one. Paul Giamatti should.
One of these days.
He's
one
very good.
Days.
He's that good. Do you like, what's the wine movie he's
Sideways.
In?
Never saw it.
I didn't like it when I saw
really?
It.
Really?
In fact, I hated it. But I've seen it since, and I like it a lot more. Yeah. You should probably see that. If you like Paul Giamatti,
and
you
I love
see
Alexander
that.
Payne, the director. He's like, that's one of the ones I haven't seen of his.
Why don't you
weirdly
see that?
Weirdly enough, I need to check it out.
What else has he done, Alexander Payne?
Election.
Oh, my God. Say no more.
Say
one of my favorite movies of all time.
The Descendants.
Oh, that was good.
Nebraska. Did you ever see that?
No, you told me that.
Nebraska
really
was
good,
great. Yeah. Love Alexander Payne. Anyway.
That's all I have.
That's the Oscar wrap-up for 2024 on the Square and the Round.
Well, you got to see. I should stop talking. You just ended it. You just ended it beautifully.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
yeah,
you did it perfect. You should. But our top three are in whatever order, Anatomy of a Fall, American Fiction, and The Holdovers.
Of course.
You should see them.
Yeah.
You should see them. They're really good. You won't, but you should. Everybody should
if
see
If you get a chance. If it's around, put it on.
Put them all on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what did you say a minute ago?
That's it for the Square in the Round 2024 Oscar recap. Hopefully we'll do it again next year.